This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, as well as on the satellite. Broadcasting live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, doing what they're doing to keep America free and safe. A special thank you. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all the people working in the oil industry, all the roughnecks and everybody else that's out there. Thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can Google us, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll find us just about anywhere you can think of. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is here with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, everybody, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday was Money Day, I guess, if you want to call it that, in Washington, D.C. The Senate okayed a $484 billion virus relief package, dubbed Stimulus 3.5. It's now being sent over to the House, who probably won't vote on it until next week, because I don't think they're planning on coming back this week unless they have a different way of doing things.
Well, we do hear, Captain, they could pass it as early as Thursday morning, with some of the members actually returning to Washington
to get a quorum, you mean?
Exactly right. And but this package, you're right, it includes an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, $60 billion that goes to community banks and smaller lenders, because they had an issue last week, of course, because you had some of these large companies getting in on the action, basically, before the smaller businesses could. Also, they got $75 billion for hospitals, $25 billion for testing, and $60 billion for emergency and disaster loans and grants that they're going to be, that are in this bill. So, yes, maybe by Thursday, and if that doesn't fly, then they will be hopefully by next week, as you said.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is just as soon as the weather starts to warm up, which traditionally with the flu and with other viruses that are out there, it kills the virus in the summertime because it gets warmer, correct?
Right.
We're hearing about a second wave of the coronavirus that's probably going to come later this year in the fall, and this one could be even more deadly.
Well, that's what they say. You know, we're also hearing about possible new strains of the virus or different strains.
Well, there's 19 different strains.
Right. And so very similar to the flu, you know, people get a flu shot, they have what they saw with the flu like in the previous time, but the new flu could be a little different, but they believe that those flu shots help, of course, and they seem to, obviously.
They do.
Yeah, but the thing is that we don't know exactly exactly, you know, because this virus continues to have different symptoms. You know, doctors in some ways are baffled by what they find, and especially with the asymptomatic, so-called asymptomatic carriers, we just don't know. And until we get those antibody tests, I think that's really going to be crucial to see just how far it's gone through the community and who might have some immunity already.
Yeah, and every year for about the past 10 years, I've gotten a flu shot, and then for about the last 3 or 4 years, I've gotten a pneumonia shot to go along with it, and knock on wood, there it is right there. The closest that I've come to getting the flu was maybe being sniffle bound for a day or two or something like that. That was about it. But I didn't do what I normally did last year when I normally would get my flu shot and then my pneumonia shot at the same time. And that's when I came down with what I think was this same thing that's floating around now because of all the symptoms I had and how sick I was. And like I said, you know as well as I do, I was off the air for 3 days because we played the best of. And then you came and pretty much spent the best part of a week with me being my voice at night.
That's true. I do remember that, and I remember everybody was sending you their best wishes and everything. But yes, because of those symptoms, we look back and we say, hey, wait a minute, this looks kind of familiar here. And I think there's others across the country, Captain, who have had some similar sorts of experiences at a time when doctors were calling it mystery respiratory disease.
It was called an unknown virus when I had it.
Yeah, exactly. But now we're starting to put two and two together, and once again, this virus is very, very. It does things that we don't expect them to do, and so that's why we have to be.
And my point was, contrary to public opinion, the flu shot and the pneumonia shot does help to a certain extent. It does help even with this,
That's right. Well, anything that strengthens your immune system is good.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I started taking a product here. We'll get into that in a little bit. I'm not going to exactly go off on an endorsement here yet, but I started taking a little something to help with my immunity and make sure that my immunity was where it's supposed to be. And it is, and it's beefing me up, and I feel better. I got a little bit more pep in my step, and as I like to say, I feel like I got more energy because of it. But anyway, hold that thought. And folks, we will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, the president is halting immigration and issuing certain green cards for 60 days, and the Democrats are going nuts.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're in pain and you want out of pain, and of course you do, well, guess what? People you know and love would like to see out of pain, too. And Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me that whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain because they go back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling, and guess what? Sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Now, everybody wins when you get out of pain. That's just a fact, which is exactly why Pete and Seth, the father-son team, created the three-week quick start for about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. Now, after that, less than a cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Now, the three-week quick start is like a trial pack, and you can have it at your door in about 2 to 3 days. And let's face it, getting older, exercise and even everyday living can create pain. We know that. But don't just order Relief Factor for yourself. Order it for your family and your friends. They'll miss the pain for you as well. So there. But think about this for a second. The three-week quick start. You can find it, $19.95, at relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for the three-week quick start, $19.95. And give it a try. I'm telling you, you're going to like it. It's going to work. It worked for me. I've been on it for 4 years now. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's a story coming out of California. We're having a lot of problems with the nursing homes. We know that. Down here in Florida, that's a priority for the governor to keep an eye on them. You got something there. Is it Huntington or Huntington Beach?
That's right, Captain. Huntington Beach, California. It's kind of a mystery here. We've got some very disturbing numbers coming out of a particular nursing home in Huntington Beach. They're reporting 74 cases of coronavirus. 50 of those cases are among residents. The other 24 are staff members. But most unfortunately, the official at the Huntington Valley Healthcare Center said two of their residents, 77-year-old and a 79-year-old, died in the last 2 days. Now, here's the mysterious part about this. As we know, these spread like wildfire, unfortunately, it seems, in nursing homes and the like. But this nursing home, according to the facility, quote, has been on lockdown, unquote, since March the 12th. And they've been monitoring anybody coming in for signs of the virus and when we presume staff and this kind of thing. And visitation to nursing homes has been curtailed as part of these stay-at-home orders. So this virus showed up, we understand, in the last 10 days and did all this damage in that short period of time. So very disturbing news coming out of Huntington Beach, unfortunately.
Wow. Well, okay, we'll see what happens. We'll keep our eyes on that. But again, the nursing homes are being monitored very closely because this is where there's a large problem right now with the older people. They're obviously, their immunity systems, when they go to a nursing home, isn't all that great. And it doesn't get any better while they're there, I might add that. Okay, well, the president said that he's going to halt immigration for 60 days over certain green cards, that they're just not going to let people come in to have them. They're still probably going to do, as I understand it, let's some doctors and specialists come in to help with the coronavirus, but that's going to be it.
That's true. And of course, now this goes hand in hand with what President Trump's been talking about in terms of wanting to get states reopened. But it's my opinion, Captain, I think that they're looking at perhaps some of these numbers in different parts of the world, and they're saying to themselves, well, wait a minute, you know, we know what's going on primarily in the United States, but we're going to get an extra cushion here and not have people come in from different parts of the world for the time being, so to make sure that that we're seeing the kinds of developments that we want to see here in the United States.
Now, we have a very sharp representative here from South Florida, Representative Brian Mast, and he's a double amputee. He has two prosthetics, and he's very sharp. He's an up-and-comer, and keep your eyes and ears on him, folks. But he said it was only common sense for President Trump to suspend the immigration. Well, I happen to agree with that, but to that I say, I wonder why we didn't do it sooner.
Well, right, exactly. But, and again, most of the immigration itself, in terms of processing applications or visas, that is pretty much slowed to an almost a crawl or less than a crawl, one might say, over the last 30 days or so, even just because of the COVID-19 emergency in terms of keeping people home and not at work or different departments are slowing down. But this in and of itself is also sort of just a declaration that the president is taking this seriously. I can't imagine how he could be criticized for something like this.
Now, we had a lot of money that was given out under the PPP, and some of it went to some of these big corporations with their big legal departments and their big accounting departments, and they realized that they could apply for it and get it under some sort of loophole that was in there, and they did. And I understand that some colleges and universities also got money. One of the most famous ones was Harvard. Now, yesterday, I heard initially around noontime or thereabouts that Harvard was going to refund the coronavirus stimulus cash that they got. And then about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I hear, well, no, maybe they're not going to. So where's that at right now?
Well, that's a very, very good question, Captain. First of all, the optics of this are very bad, obviously, for some of these very high-level, very expensive colleges, one might say. But we're picking up some reports. This one, actually, even from the BBC, as a matter of fact, they're reporting on this, saying Harvard is rejecting President Trump's demand to
That's what I heard.
The aid. That's right. So this is what they're doing. But again, we're also seeing a lot of stories about colleges that are beginning to furlough people, even the larger colleges as well. And some colleges even saying they will not have are looking at not having a fall semester. And one particular college here in my area, Cal State Fullerton, I saw earlier, announced that they're going to have an all-online fall semester. So everything is still pretty much in limbo, and I think colleges are saying to themselves, well, if we got some stimulus money, maybe we should hold on to it, and that might be part of the reasoning,
and
not just for Harvard, but
and these big-time Division 4A colleges with the big-time football and basketball and all that sort of stuff schedules, they stand to lose a bunch of money if they're not able to play and put people in the stands starting in September and October, or, you know, when the bulk of their season is. Same for the NFL, I might add.
That's exactly right. And so we're seeing a lot of cancellations even that far out. It doesn't bode well, because even if you can restart the economy doesn't restart on a dime. It's not throwing a light switch. It could take months to ramp up, and colleges will also be affected. And just like as you mentioned, college sports and even the professional sports would be very affected, because no matter what, in the absence of a vaccine, there's going to be social distancing. There's going to be all kinds of new things, the new normal that people will experience.
Well, one of the things that's going on right now is Attorney General Barr has said the DOJ is going to start taking a look at some of this money, where it went and how it got to where it got. And the other thing is they're keeping an eye on the unprecedented burdens, his words, not mine, on civil liberties coming from some of these governors that have clamped down on some of the people in the states, pretty much putting them in their homes under house arrest.
Yes. Well, again, I think the general public, Captain, they're all on board with wanting to be safe and slow the spread of COVID-19. That being said, we still have Constitution, and we need to make sure that there aren't any sort of wild precedents that are set, and nobody gets the same deal in the 50 different states, it might seem. Some will be similar, but it is the right thing to do to review these kinds of things to make sure that that power isn't being used inappropriately. And I think everybody would agree with something like that. And it's not about protesting per se, but it's about knowing what's right.
Now, leave it to our buddy Wayne Allen Root, because I called him. I was going to see if he wanted to come on the program. He goes, oh, no, I'm too busy. I can't do it. I said, well, what are you doing? He says, oh, we got a huge rally, the first one in the country. It's going to be a drive-through rally to open up Nevada, the economy, and open up Las Vegas and get the strip going again. It's going to be Friday, and he's going to actually be doing a live radio broadcast from the location there on the strip, where they're going to be from 3 to 6 o'clock, and they're asking people to come out in their cars, and they're going to be driving. It's going to be a caravan, a protest caravan to downtown, ending at the state office building where the governor is and all that stuff, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But leave it to Wayne to do something like that.
Well, sure. Well, you know, Las Vegas is suffering so greatly from all of this, and certainly a drive-by, you know, it sounds pretty safe in the general sense.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting out.
Well, wait till you hear this. Wayne is going to lead the way. He's going to be the lead car in the procession, and Wayne is going to be broadcasting his show from his car from 3 to 6 o'clock Western Time, Pacific Time out there. So you folks in Las Vegas, you're in store for a treat with Wayne Allen Root leading the parade. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says America is getting back to work.
We're opening up America again. 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they are making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies.
The Senate has taken action on another relief package for small businesses and medical aid.
Now let's just get this done. Let's move ahead and get it done for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's frustrated by days of delays before the bill could come to the Senate floor for a vote.
This is a significant package.
Significant because it replenished the Dream Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses. Democrats had held out until some of that money was set aside for the smallest of small businesses, as well as funding for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and for our friends listening to us in Las Vegas, that tree is Wayne Allyn Root, one of your own there in Las Vegas. He's going to have a big protest drive-along on Friday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Your time over there in Las Vegas. And for more information, you got to go to his website, War Now. Let's see, or Wayne, what is it? RootForAmerica.com. There we go, RootForAmerica.com. Root, the number 4, America.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I am a policyholder of Geico, and I'm having a very good time right now. Thank you very much, because I just got a 15% discount. Because everybody that has a policy with Geico or anybody buying a new policy is going to get a 15% discount on the established rate. Now, that's a great thing, and I'll take it. I also get a 10% safe driving discount every year, knock on wood, because if you're a safe driver, that's what you get. A lot of insurance companies quit doing that, but this one does. And the other thing is, because I'm able to bundle my car insurance with my homeowner's insurance, I get another discount. So I get the bundle package. It's all good. So to find out more, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com. And while you're there, take a look at getting a quote, which you can do right from the website. And on your car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat or an RV, even your Ski-Doo and your Sea-Doo. have it checked and get yourself a quote. See what you can do. Probably you're going to save some money. Just an educated guess, because most people do. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance policy, too. And again, if you bundle your homeowners or rentals with your car insurance, you will get another discount. So the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Georgia. The Democrats in Georgia are upset about the governor opening things up even partially, which is what it is, on Friday. He's not opening the whole state up, but he's opening things up partially. And they've asked the governor to back off his planned opening, and maybe you might want to wait a couple more weeks and this, that, and the other. Well, the reason he's opening things up is because he's had thousands of people send him direct messages or call the governor's office or whatnot and say, look, we can't afford to be out anymore. We need to be back. We need to be doing our business. We need to be working, or we just can't make it. So he did the right thing.
Well, the governor, of course, you know, is I think basing a lot of this on the a lot of the guidelines that came out just recently.
Sure.
In terms of the numbers that they see and how they see the virus progressing, or how it's progressing at all, and so, you know, again, every state is going to be different, and every governor, of course, of each state, they're going to be charged with the idea of what they're going to do, what is best for them, and that seems to go right in hand, Captain, with what a lot of Democrats have been praising of late. They love it when governors tell Trump, you know, where to go, and they're not they're going to be a sanctuary state, and they're not going to adhere to this and that law and that kind of thing. Well, here we go again. This is exactly the kind of thing that they were praising before, but now suddenly they're not. And again, nobody wants to be unsafe. Nobody wants to be reckless. But at the same time, it's the Democrat elite who are allowing the political aspect of this to creep in and really start taking control of how we're making decisions nowadays.
And again, a group of liberals, some of them Democrats, but not all of them Democrats. Some of them were community leaders that said that during this time of the coronavirus, the last thing they wanted to do was have open carry, which they do in Georgia. It's open carry. You can strap the gun right to your hip and walk right down the main street of anywhere in Georgia, and they can't touch you. It's perfectly legal.
Well, that's right. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Captain, because at this time, a lot of people have found out, with a very rude awakening in some cases, that, you know, in times like these kinds of emergencies, especially dealing with a pandemic, or the spread of a killer virus, basically, that law enforcement is spread very thin, and people need to be able to protect themselves in many respects. At least have that option. And so this has brought up the idea of gun control and gun ownership. I think there are a lot of people who would never have bought a gun that probably have already done that just to make sure they can protect their family.
Well, what people don't realize is when there's a state of emergency declared, depending on the state that you're in, normally you can carry a firearm, because if you're moving from one area to another, if you're in an area where maybe your home's been destroyed or damaged or whatever, you're going to a hotel doing whatever, you can actually carry a gun on your person.
Right.
Depending
right.
on what state you're in.
Right, exactly. And this, and again, it's interesting that a lot of the typical things have sort of been, gone by the by, and people are really realizing a lot of the basic things that we need to do to keep ourselves safe. And to be able to hold together as a community, and there's a lot of folks who have been you know sort of saying this for a long time, I'm sure, but it's definitely been eye opening.
Now, I've been watching a lot of the interviews that have been on television about the homeschooling, the families, you know, that have been thrown into being the role of the school teacher now, and in some cases where the larger schools are, they actually have streaming where they can go online and stream, and the teacher's right there in the video stream, helping the students and whatnot, but they don't have that everywhere, so where they don't have it, the parents are actually the teachers, right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, is your daughter out of school right now, too, because of this?
Yes, yeah, all my kids are out right now, and we've understood that the school year has been canceled, basically, in California.
So what are they doing for lessons?
Well, the two high schoolers are distance learning, and our elementary school kid, she's in third grade, they're also doing a form of distance learning, but they download all their different lessons, and they go through them, and then they have chats with the teacher and so forth. It works out differently for different kids, some of the stories we've heard from some of our friends, you know. But kids seem to be handling it. But it is kind of disappointing if you can't go see your friends every day, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got a lot of these hashtag reopen Florida, reopen Georgia, reopen California, reopen whatever. Now, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, got involved big time and, again, ruffled a whole bunch of feathers, but then again, he doesn't care. Ruffled a whole bunch of feathers because he's involved in the hashtag reopen Minnesota, and he says it's time to reopen Minnesota. There's no reason to have Minnesota closed.
Well, exactly, and Mike Lindell is one of those Americans, Captain, who very quickly stepped up and began manufacturing, you know, the PPE items and so forth, the
That's
masks
right.
and so forth, and was recognized by the president, of course, for doing so. But that's the thing. I think because he's an employer, he has so many people working for him that he's been able to find a way to keep them going. But not everybody has that opportunity, perhaps. And so that's what I think he knows that, you know, we've got to get started sooner than later. And if this was any other kind of infectious disease, we would be dealing with it perhaps in a very different way.
So who is Fredo?
Fredo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. that's not one of the Cuomo.
CNN. Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo. So CNN has been pretending that Chris Cuomo has been staying in quarantine all this time, you know, with the coronavirus.
Right.
And somehow over the weekend he got out and got into a fight, or not a fight, well, a verbal fight argument with a bicyclist. And he said something, and the bicyclist complained about it or something. It wound up on Facebook for some reason. He was 30 miles away from his home.
That's the standard issue 30-mile quarantine limit? Cause that, I don't know.
Well, he was supposed to be in his house.
Yeah, no kidding. Was he all cleared, I wondered? If he had the multiple tests?
I don't think so, because they made a big deal out of it yesterday, and he came up out of his basement for the first time. I've come out of my basement, and I'm coming up to my family for the first time. Yeah, right.
Wow, that's really hard to explain, for one thing.
And one other thing before we have to go to break. Did you hear about the state of Missouri? They filed a lawsuit against China over the coronavirus deceit, and they're seeking damages for all the different expenses that they can justify in the state of Missouri, which this will probably become a class action suit, and a lot of other states will jump into this.
That's right, yeah. They're the first of many. There's no doubt about it. From what we know right now, and of course a lawsuit would bring out hopefully a lot more information, but this is going to be the dim shadow of things to come.
All righty, we'll hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Byber Report coming up on the side here. And caller, hang on. I think that's Dan the Man. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you in a minute right after we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere as we broadcast all across the country from my flagship station down here in Tampa, Florida. Nice night down here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Well, it's that time of the night. Our time for our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you and the Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Now, they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They're wide open and ready for business. So you truckers out there in the highway, you see a Pilot, you see a Flying J, need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need food? Got it. If there's a oil change place close by or a shop there, that's open. If there's a truck wash there, then that's open. But they're all ready to serve you at the Pilot Travel Center and or Flying J Truck Stop. And here we go.
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo-choo train. Train.
that boogie-woogie choo-choo train by the tractors a few years back. And I'll tell you what, that's one that you can certainly get into. And I'm glad that woke somebody up, because I just heard from Eric the Trucker, and he said, I'm awake now. All right, and Kyle Warren is with me and hanging on the lines, Dan DeMann, and we'll get to this weather forecast, and we'll get to Dan DeMann. Kyle, I see a little weather out your way, pretty much down around San Diego. What's going on?
Well, that's right, Captain, but it looks like we're going to start heading into some pretty high temperatures in the Southern California area here pretty soon.
About time.
Yeah, that's right. Looking at about 78 for today on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, upwards of 80 and 88, and continuing on in those high temperatures through next week or so. So I don't think we're going to see too much, but it's going to be some welcome warm weather.
Here's the deal, folks. A cold front will drop into the northeast and middle Atlantic region today, triggering some strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds from D.C., Baltimore, up through New York, the metro area. A third round of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding is forecast also to move over the deep south Wednesday and Thursday. A moderate risk for excessive rainfall is forecast Wednesday, and with an enhanced severe risk as well, right in the middle of Oklahoma. Because I'm looking right now, Kyle, I-35, right up over the Texas state line, and about the first 40 or 50 miles straight up I-35, you've got severe thunderstorm warnings, you've got a flood watch and warning, and it looks like there's a tornado watch in the middle of all that.
That's right, Captain. It looks like those tornado warnings and watches are going to go through Wednesday, at the very least. And that's right, coming from these thunderstorms.
Now, coming across I-20 from eastern Texas, right about the Texas line, across Louisiana, across into Mississippi, you've got some rain there right now. Be advised of that. And then there's some scattered rain showers in Georgia from, about 40, 50 miles north of Valdosta all the way on up to the Tennessee line. Now, up north today, right now in Tennessee and the western part of North Carolina, you've got a frost warning up there. But when you get further up the line, temperatures have dropped, and even up there where Dan's at, to the east of him anyway, you've got a frost warning. But then there's a freeze warning with some colder temperatures going across Ohio, the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, all of West Virginia, most of Maryland, the northern part of Virginia, southeastern part of Pennsylvania as well, over by Allentown and over into Jersey and over towards New York City, Washington, D.C., and on across into Maryland. And way up in the middle of Maine tonight, we've got some snow. One little area of Maine up there with snow, probably around Presque Isle and Caribou by the looks.
That's right, Captain. And out in the Pacific Northwest, it looks like they're going to have their share of some storms over the next several days as we head towards the end of the month. The jet stream is taking up a new position, and they've got rain.
All righty. And again, folks, this portion of the program, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, the largest truck stop chain in the country. And yes, they are still open. And yes, they are taking care of the nation's truckers. So you truckers that are out there, if you haven't already passed the word along in the CV or whatnot, that's the place to go. You won't need to worry about, well, we don't have this, we don't have that. No. Pilot and Flying J is wide open and ready to go. All righty. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Is it a little chilly up there by you?
Yes, it is. I was glad to hear that from staff meteorologist Kyle Warren. He should be a meteorologist.
He is now.
He's good. You know, I usually practice better social etiquette. And today I had to go to Walmart, had to buy a pair of headphones for my iPhone, broke my other pair. I don't wear a mask. This guy lectured me because I didn't wear a mask. I said, how many people you know have had that virus? How many people you know have died from that? Couldn't answer. Stuttered. I go, you're just like everybody else. This is a masquerade party for you. Mm-hmm. So I turned it on him. I go, I got it. You tell somebody you got COVID-19, they think you're radioactive. They will run in the opposite direction. You know, Steve Moore, a buddy of mine, says the best way to open this economy is just full-blown, open it up, laissez-faire capitalism.
Sure.
Let everybody find their own footing.
Sure.
Because you're going to do this in phases. Government will screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like now. We're going to open bars up, but you still got to wear a mask.
Yeah, and they're taking the seats away from the bar, so you got to stand.
Well, you'll have drinking stalls in there.
Yep.
You go here, you go here. You,
mm-hmm.
That's not the nature of that, right? I don't go to bars, but still, if I did, I wouldn't want to wear them. How are you going to drink if you got a mask on. I call them armbands, really. They're liberal armbands.
And I'm surprised that armed robberies aren't up.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking. Everybody looks the same when you put one on.
Yep.
So, you're covering half the face. That'll probably be the next trend, armed robberies. We got all these face masks around. You might as well use them for something, right?
Yeah.
I'm ready to have this lifted. My governor's kind of pushed it back 2 weeks, and he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get one case in this area, and it is front page news. One additional person has it. Yeah, but, you know, 8 died of the flu. So it's just a masquerade party. I think it's like Chris Cuomo. You want unwarranted sympathy for nothing.
Well, Governor Kemp yesterday in Georgia, when he was defending why he's opening up Georgia come Friday, he said, look, you had these cases around Atlanta, you had these cases down around South Georgia, and you got 5 up in the northwestern corner of Georgia. Why wouldn't I open the state, especially in that area?
Right. You know, they're going to be howling in 3 months that they don't have the tax revenue to pay anything, and you know why. And then when domestics are up 76% throughout the country, and suicides are up, they have skyrocketed.
Of course they have.
You know, so you're saying, I heard one economist, if that's what you want to call her, we bring this down just to save one life. We bring the economy down just, are you crazy?
I heard it. All right, well, I got to let you go because we're running out of time, and we will talk to you again real soon.
Okay. Thank you for letting me. Say my piece.
All right.
Kyle, have a good evening.
All right.
You too, Dan.
Dan the man from Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus. Now, Kyle, oil rebounded a little bit yesterday. West Texas crude is up to $10.01 per barrel, which is a 475% increase from the day before. And Brent crude dropped down below $20 a barrel to $19.33, which is a 32% drop. And get this. Gasoline at the refinery, 51 cents a gallon.
And that is really remarkable, but again, you've got a lot of people on lockdown, and so, you know, they're going to fill up their tank and maybe take advantage of that, but a lot of people just aren't traveling.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be about one-third of the country within the next 2 weeks, gasoline will be 99 cents at the pump.
Probably so, yes.
All righty. Hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, for you truckers out there, diesel is down to 73 cents a gallon wholesale. Gasoline, 51 cents. Diesel, 73. Why the difference? Federal tax. They get it right off the bat before it ever leaves the refinery. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.